This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says victory in his country's ongoing war with Russia will ultimately come through a diplomatic settlement. Zelensky made the comment in a TV interview late on Friday. The Ukraine leader also said his country is attempting to recover fighters who surrendered to Russian forces after weeks of fighting at the Azovstal steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Russia's defense ministry on Friday said Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that both the Azovstal steel plant and Mariupol have been fully liberated. There was no immediate confirmation of that from Ukraine. In other developments, Russia stepped up its assault on eastern Ukraine Friday using rocket launchers, artillery, and aircraft to pound the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. VOA's Anna Chernikova spoke with Steve Miller, host of VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, on Friday. She says the city of Rubizhne has been reduced to rubble.
Basically, what we can see from the satellites that Rubizhne city is turned into ruins. So the industrial city has been completely destroyed, and there are no surviving buildings at all. Many houses even cannot be restored.
Officials say representatives of the United States and several other nations walked out of a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group on Saturday to protest Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Representatives from Canada, New Zealand, Japan, and Australia joined the Americans in walking out of the APEC meeting while the Russian representative was delivering remarks at the opening of the two-day event. And remember, you can keep up with all the developments out of Ukraine at our website and also with Flashpoint Ukraine, a news show we've been offering. VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceded defeat after an election on Saturday. Partial results show the opposition Labour Party is set to end almost a decade of Conservative rule. Pro-environment independents may have played a role in the vote's outcome. Partial results show Morrison's Liberal National Coalition had been punished by voters in Western Australia and affluent urban seats in particular. Labour has yet to reach the 76 of 151 lower House seats required to form a government alone. If final results could take time as counting a record number of postal votes is completed. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have signaled a stronger military posture amid a series of recent North Korean missile test launches and a potential nuclear test. The president said at a news conference Saturday that he and South Korean President Yoon are committed to strengthening the close engagement between the two countries. He said that agreement includes addressing the threat posed by North Korea. Biden's on the first stop of a six-day trip to South Korea and Japan. In the United States, around the world, more than 100 nations have approved a declaration calling on governments to intensify efforts for safe and orderly migration, crack down on human smuggling and trafficking, and ensure that migrants are respected and receive health care and other services. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The 13-page declaration was adopted by consensus Friday by UN member nations attending a four-day meeting to review the first international agreement dealing with migration, which was adopted in 2018. The Assembly President Abdullah Shahid said many migrants leave their countries to find work, while others are forced to leave due to violence, poverty, environmental degradation, and climate change. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Canada says wireless carriers in the country won't be allowed to install Huawei equipment in their high-speed 5G networks. In announcing the decision, Canada joined the United States and other allies that previously banned the giant Chinese technology company. The U.S. government has been lobbying allies for years to exclude Huawei from new ultra-fast 5G mobile networks over worries that China's communist rulers could compel the company to help with cyber espionage. And recapping our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says victory in his country's ongoing war with Russia will ultimately come through a diplomatic settlement. You can keep up on events in Ukraine here at through our newscast and also through our new program, Flashpoint Ukraine. Find the details at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Milton, VOA News.